rod-like things that you might slice.
Pepper.
Huh?
Pepper.
Yeah, pepper. Or then there's also ones you might slice up and fry. Take the pods
off. Cucumber.
No, you would roll a meal and then fry. You wouldn't fry cucumber.
No, we would. You wouldn't taste it.
No.
Well, let's see. We have, you have squash.
Yeah.
And then, of course, okra.
Yeah, that's what I was.
It gets way up like that.
Oh, does he get that tall, Uncle Clint? I didn't know that. Now, if you leave an apple or something around out in the sun, it'll dry up and it'll
decay or rot, swivel up.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Now, the type of vegetable that has a large leafy head.
Lettuce.
Yeah. Well, there's that. Then there's also
cabbage.
Mm-hmm. Kind. Now, if you were talking about raising them, but you didn't have much in your garden about cabbage, you say I didn't raise too many
cabbages.
Now, when you want to get the beans out of the pods by hand, you'd say that you have to
shell them.
Mm-hmm. Now, there are two kinds of beans, of course, the kind that
stick and run.
I didn't know that distinction. What's that distinction? I was thinking of ones that you eat in the pod and ones that you have to
green beans. Snap beans.
Yeah, something like. Oh, which do you call them?
Well, of course, the green bean is like Kentucky Wonder Bean. You can either shell it or snap it, and then the bunch bean. Well, it's mainly a snap bean altogether, and then they have the little long greens, which is mainly for just the green bean alone.
What about butter beans?
Butter beans are a large bean that, and you pick them, let them, you know, after they've dried,
mm-hmm.
and they're dried just like a pinto.
Oh, you have to shell them.
Yes.
Shell them. Yeah. Now, when we were talking, you said that you had lettuce in the garden. Did you ever raise the kind that
made a head?
Yeah.
Yes.
You can raise that kind.
Yes. Mm-hmm. The weather's just right. Mm-hmm.
Right here. Now, what do you call the outside of an ear of corn?
Shuck.
And the kind of corn that you serve on the cob.
Corn on the cob.
What do you call the top of the corn stalk?
Tassel.
And the stringy stuff that
husk.
Yeah, or now that
silks.
Yeah.